Well, what would you call a field where cattle graze?
Well, pasture we always called it, or meadow. Sometimes we call them meadows.
Now, where did you raise your hay?
That'd be a meadow in those days. I think that was really what we called a meadow, where they mowed and made hay. They stacked that hay in. Hay mow or haystack.
Did I ask you what your haystacks looked like? Were they round or were they long?
Ours weren't round. They were kind of long. Some oak stacks. They used to always stack oats, you know. They put the oats with a binder, then they'd shock them. Put them in shocks. And then after they cured a while in the shock, they couldn't get a thrashing machine in. Why, they'd stack them in stacks. And they was kind of round, you know, and they topped them off. You know.
How many bundles would they put in a shock?
About eight. Oh, that was hard work. I've shocked many a day.
How about corn? How was that?
Corn.
Oh, was
well,
that
we yes, but we didn't ever shock. We raised. That was where you just had not very much corn. People would cut that with a corn knife, you know, and put in shocks. And then when they fed the fodder, that was fodder. They fed the fodder. By then they'd maybe take off some of the ears and feed the hogs and fed the cow the fodder. And they liked that cured fodder. But we raised that corn, more corn, and we always shucked our corn, you know, shucking pan.
Just go out and gather the ears and bring them in.
Oh, yes, sir. Take a wagon, you know, and take two rows beside the wagon and tell the horse to get up and get wool. And he'd pull a little way until we got up to him. And then start him up again.
Hmm.
And we used to have maize or kaffir the same way with a knife. Just take a hold of the head and then cut the head off the knife and throw it in the wagon. That's the way we did our kaffir. And then we'd put it in a bin. And then they get thrashed, you know, and they thrash it later on. And now they combine everything.
Where would you have been for your kaffir?
Well, it was in our barns.
Did you keep other grain in this bin, too?
Not in that bin. We'd have corn in one bin, oats in one bin, and kaffir head in one. And then that was a real job, whoever got in there and pitched those heads out. To the thrashing machine, you burn it. So, get some water. It wouldn't be, only a few people would do that. Some men would not do it. They'd break them out, you know.
Hmm. Just allergic to the dust.
And my husband and my brothers usually had that to do when they thrashed maize and kaffir.
What streams do you have around here? You mentioned the Canadian River.
Well, the Canadian River, you know, was. South Canadian, you know where it is.
Yeah.
The North Canadians up here by Oklahoma City. This river here is a little river. Not this creek here, it runs into the river. A little river comes through the corner of my farm.
Oh, any fishing in it?
Well, I suppose there is, because there's always someone down there fishing.
At least it's a good place.
I've never fished in it.
And you mentioned the creek runs into the river. Is there anything that runs into a creek?
Creek. We call this creek here. Little branches, you know. Branches in the creek.
Uh-huh. Are these branches wet most of the year?
No, they used to be, but now since they've been building lakes, now this Swinney Lake up here, our creek is dry right now because it catches the water.
Oh.